shooting spree. Plus, the debate over holiday fireworks as more wildfires ignite. Next.
What has happened to healthcare? And why are there so many without it? Because of who they are, where they work, and who they love. And why is it so expensive? How did we get here? And where do we go? We asked these questions to ourselves over 3 decades ago, and then we made a promise to care for everyone in our community, no matter who they are. And we've never faltered. Because at Baylis Integrated Healthcare, we treat all of you here.
Hi, this is Greg Hague, CEO of 72 Sold. Thinking about selling your home? Do what over 18,000 people did last month, what an average of 700 to 800 people are doing every single day, going to 72sold.com. At 72 Sold, you get a higher price for your home, you can choose your close date, and then stay for up to 6 months after closing. Thinking about selling? Just put in your address and get your price, a higher price for your home at 72sold.com.
This is ABC 15 Arizona at 10.
Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Aiden puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
Oh, and the drama in downtown Phoenix. The Suns getting it done in the final moments. It's the Western Conference Finals. We've got you covered from all angles tonight.
Also tonight, wildfire destruction. Neighbors across Arizona forced out of their homes, and a third national forest now preparing to close to visitors. Plus, more red flags ahead of a deadly rampage and other violent encounters happening just days before that shooting spree in the Northwest Valley.
Falling short of some key goals, the White House now looking at the next steps when it comes to their vaccination efforts. And new tonight, we're going in depth on some brand new data in the race to vaccinate right here in the Valley. Fans going wild as the Suns win game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, and they did so in dramatic fashion.
And how? Such a tight one throughout, and in the end, a game winner in the final second, bringing down the house. More reaction from fans in just a moment, but right now, let's head out to the arena.
Craig Fooey and Colin Harmon joining us live. Guys, what a finish tonight.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I almost had a heart attack. I probably shouldn't go there. But my goodness, what a finish, Colin. I mean, what fans need to know is that the Suns won. They're up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals, 2 wins away from the NBA Finals. And it was, as the lady said there, a dramatic finish to this one.
Fooey, I'm still at a loss for words. A, because that never happens to Valley sports teams in that fashion. 0.9 seconds left on the clock. And for all of that to transpire when it seemed like this was going to end up very badly, especially because not only did they beat the Clippers, they beat Scott Foster tonight. The officiating was horrific, and the Suns and their young Suns core found a way to get beyond that and win one for the ages.
Booker makes a shot with 27 seconds to go to put the Suns up 102-101. Then Paul George hits to go up 103-102. The Clippers are up at that point. Then Booker with a turnover with 9.2 seconds to go. And it's like, I looked at you and said, oh my gosh, this game's over, right? The Clippers ball. Then Paul George goes to the free throw line with 7.8, misses both free throws, misses Paul George, a dead eye. And then we have some review, right? Which, how many reviews do we have tonight?
Way too many to count. That last, 90 seconds to 2 minutes took ages. And how about this? Paul George, 0-for-2 at the free throw line in one trip, one time this season. Wow. And then it happened again tonight, and that was it. Never forget, Playoff P gave 2 freebies away for the Suns.
And listen, we got to show you that Monty Williams was mic'd up. He drew up that play where Jay Crowder threw the inbounds pass to DeAndre and scored the game winner. Listen in.
Our ball. Okay, execute it. DA. If he throws it, you gotta try to dunk it, okay?
Can you believe that? I mean, you got Jay. There's nobody else that could have done that. Jay Crowder put it right where it needed to be, and they had 0.9 seconds to go, less than a second, and he scored it with 0.7 seconds to go.
Monty Williams said that's the play they have never practiced. That's something you can only walk through, and they tried it once in Denver earlier this season. It didn't go nearly like that. They had to bring the ball down and put it back up, but it was just one of those plays. It was perfect, and it couldn't have obviously happened at a better time.
You asked Monty after the game about that dramatic finish. Here's Monty talking about what happened at the end of the game.
Our guys just made plays and we stuck with it. When the whistle didn't go our way, the ball went out on Book. I thought we had really good poise during that time. You know, credit to Jay. We were trying to get a lob for D.A., and he had the awareness to just put it up there where D.A. could only get it. And Book sets a great screen. Jay makes a great pass. And it's just one of those things that happens. We're just grateful for it.
About incredible finishes and a coach that draws up the play, they execute it to perfection, right? And they win the game 104-103.
Chris Paul tweets, "Hey, great play call, coach." But you know, it like Monty talked about, it was Jay Crowder's pass, having an athletic 7-footer like DeAndre Ayton, having it him be the only guy that can go up and get it. And most importantly, the Suns are up 2-0 in the series.
Yeah.
And history says in the conference final, a team that is up 2-0. Goes on to win 90% of the time. It's a good number going forward for the Phoenix Suns.
Coming up in sports, we're going to talk about DeAndre Ayton, Cam Payne, who came through with 29 points, and Devin Booker's broken nose. We'll see. I'll send it back to you guys for now.
Don't forget
such
that.
Such a fun thing to talk about, except that last part.
Yeah. An electric atmosphere at the arena, but we also want to head over to some of the bars and restaurants. They've been packed with fans in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah, ABC 15's Ashley Pareto is joining us live tonight. Ashley, fans just going wild.
Are not ready to go home just yet. They are eating, they're still cheering and watching some of the game highlights. They're continuing to celebrate the big win downtown. Each game bringing in more fans and more excitement.
The energy here in the Valley is super amazing. Like, even just not even being at the game, that's why I come downtown just to watch the games.
Many fans packing bars surrounding the arena, watching game two of the Western Conference Finals. Pierre Peterson deciding to sell his ticket to the game, spending that money with his new friends, saying he made the right decision.
Well, I've been in the last couple games. I went to the last game, and it carried all the way through. It's that same vibe, that same energy.
Some have been waiting for this moment for a very long time, considering giving up hope until now.
It's really, really hard to be an Arizona fan sometimes. We never really make the playoffs, but when we do, I'm all about it. I'm all for it. I'm super, super stoked.
They believe this is the year.
We don't give up. I mean, we're doing so awesome. I am so proud.
The year the Suns win it all. Is staying open as fans wait because there's so much traffic. But as you can see, they don't mind the traffic because they want to continue celebrating out at the bars with other fans and just keep the hype and momentum going. That's all for now. I'm Ashley Paredes, ABC 15, Arizona.
Yeah, those fans were fired up before the game even tipped off. I was at Phoenix Suns Arena earlier catching up with those so excited for game two.
He's the next superstar, so we have to get used to this. We have to get used to this because it's going to be the new era. You know how the Lakers was? Now it's the Suns era for Booker.
Yes.
It's going to take us every year to a championship.
We got the Suns! Let's get him!
Yeah, Devin Booker!
Seeing Devin Booker play, he is my all-time favorite. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky originally, and so he played for UK, so I'm partial. And after that unbelievable performance last game.
Well, so many fans also sending us their photos from tonight, from the arena, or rooting from home. One thing is clear, Arizona is behind these Suns all the way. By the way, check out the gallery. We've posted so many of the photos and videos sent into our newsroom, and you can find it right now on our homepage of abc15.com.
Returning now to Monsoon 2021, and during this stretch of extreme heat, nice to see some rain out there finally.
Yeah, finally. This video from Tempe as that rain moved through tonight, a welcome sight for so many of us. We want to get right over to Chief Meteorologist Amber Solins.
And Amber, more showers expected in the coming hours.
Yeah, which is a good thing because so far we haven't received anything measurable yet. And we are going to see at least a good chance for that in the next few hours stretching into early tomorrow morning. But there's a look at the radar now. Green stretching from Fountain Hills down into parts of the Southeast Valley. So we're still getting some of these light showers moving through. A lot of gusty winds over the last several hours with the shower activity as well. And wind gusts near 40 miles per hour still possible with some of these as they work their way through tonight. A lot to track farther down to the south and thunderstorms in the mix. And so we're going to keep that chance for thunderstorms in our overnight forecast here across central Arizona as those storms come up from the south and southwest. Now, how much rain are we talking? Could be up to about 15 hundredths of an inch in some valley locations, but we could see up to a quarter of an inch in higher terrain spots. And of course, we're going to have to watch out for that lightning because we're all ramped up and excited about the rain. But the threat for lightning sparking new fires is going to be very real over the next 24 to 48 hours. And gusty winds coming in out of any of the thunderstorms that form could spread existing fires across our state as well. So there's the positive and the negative. We'll talk temperatures, another positive in your 7-day forecast coming up.
And we got to keep it all in perspective. Returning to our wildfire watch now as crews look to make progress on the dozens of fires burning across our state at this hour. We have some new pictures tonight at 10 from the Coconino National Forest as they prepare to close down to visitors. Two other national forests, Kaibab and Apache Sitgraves, also closing down this week, all because of the fire danger. Meantime, neighbors and communities outside Flagstaff, they're ready to evacuate at a moment's notice as the Raphael fire continues to burn there. Those we spoke with earlier have all their go bags ready just in case.
We went through the house and grabbed all the essentials and have the truck packed and a bunch of stuff by the hallway. Kids are in Phoenix, have a plan for the animals to go to a house on the east side.
Various other fires across Arizona already causing evacuations, including the Walnut Fire. Neighbors and communities near Dragoon told to pack up and go. Thousands of acres burned tonight in Cochise County, forcing a section of I-10 to actually shut down earlier.
And all these wildfires putting neighbors on edge ahead of 4th of July celebrations. Up next, local towns weighing the danger of fireworks displays.
Plus the warning signs before a deadly shooting spree. Valley Police revealing prior violent encounters involving this accused gunman.
And big developments in the race to vaccinate. The White House falling short of major goals. In Maricopa County adding new data to their vaccine dashboard.
One for streaming video, according to Nielsen data.
Streaming is everywhere these days, and ABC 15 Arizona is right there for you. Watch the local news team you trust 24/7. All you have to do is download ABC 15 on your streaming device. There you'll get the local stories that matter anytime, anywhere you stream, and it's all for free. Free original investigations, free breaking news alerts, free weather updates. It's all on ABC 15. Download today, and ABC 15 Arizona will be there for you.
Get out and go to the RV show at Westworld in Scottsdale. Go for top brands. Go for a massive selection. Go for huge discounts. Go for free admission and parking. Let's go to the air-conditioned RV show at Westworld in Scottsdale, starting Thursday.
At Safe Light Auto Glass, we're committed to taking care of you and your car.
Whether you're here at Camelback Mountain,
or right here at a D-backs game,
or here in Scottsdale,
whenever you need us, we'll come right to you.
Send a text when we're on our way. Track us and see exactly when we'll be there.
With no contact service, you can trust.
So when you have auto glass damage in Arizona,
stay safe with Safe Light.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Get out and go to the RV show at Westworld in Scottsdale. Go for top brands. Go for a massive selection. Go for huge discounts. Go for free admission and parking. Let's go to the air-conditioned RV show at Westworld in Scottsdale, starting Thursday.
Some new information now on that deadly shooting spree across the Northwest Valley. Police now identifying the person killed in the chaos. Officers say David Liebner was the man found shot to death in his car last week, just off the Loop 101 and Thunderbird. A dozen other people were hurt in the rampage. The accused gunman identified as a 19-year-old man, court documents saying he thought people were after him because of his involvement in another shooting from more than a month ago. Police also saying tonight, in the days leading up to the rampage, they learned the teen also shot at one car, pointed a gun at someone in another car in the Northwest Valley. No injuries in either of those incidents.
Back to our wildfire watch now, and Arizona cities having to plan carefully when it comes to their 4th of July celebrations. Many shows happy to return this summer after taking a year off because of the pandemic.
But the risk, of course, now greater than ever because of those wildfires. We get more from ABC 15's Nicole Valdez.
Well, Cave Creek sending a strong message now at a stage 2 fire restriction, meaning you cannot set off any fireworks in town because of the extreme fire danger here. Officials say they don't want to see the same devastation we're watching happen up north or a repeat of the fire that tore through Cave Creek last year.
The state is in a terrible situation.
With just about 24 fires burning across Arizona all at once, the idea of even one more scares even longtime experts like Jim Ford.
Resources are stretched extremely thin.
But the threat, hard to ignore, especially in the North Valley and areas like Cave Creek.
We're finding bunches of consumer fireworks that are set off already in the desert areas all around town right now. And it's just scary, and we've been very lucky that we haven't had another major incident like we did last year.
Last year, the Ocotillo Fire burned nearly 1,000 acres of land in and around Cave Creek.
I had to go through my room and decide what I wanted to take with me to evacuate and what I was going to leave there.
Holden Course says he still thinks about that fire to this day. His family took this video from their backyard in May of 2020 when it sparked and got within feet of their home.
Yeah, really, had the wind gone in a different direction, the fire might have burned our house down.
It's why officials like Mike Baxley are happy to see most businesses in town are staying away from any fireworks events this 4th of July.
With the citizens starting to understand that with the fires last year, that just one spark can totally turn this tinderbox into something that we don't want to see again.
Cave Creek not putting on a show of their own, but you'll still see them in other cities like Mesa, Gilbert, Peoria, and more.
Those are your best bets, is to let the professionals do it, especially in times of high fire danger like this. They're set up so they're put in places that they can be done safely.
The hope that you can still celebrate this 4th of July without putting yourself or areas like this in any more danger.
These are preventable tragedies, and we don't want them to happen again.
Now, some cities like Phoenix and Tempe actually skipping their usually scheduled fireworks shows this year. They're actually going to continue their pause of special events this year. Meanwhile, Flagstaff, that we already know is at risk with several of those fires burning nearby, now upgrading to stage 3 fire restrictions, which also bans the sale and purchase of any fireworks in those areas. Now, if you want a full list of those restrictions and events happening in the valley coming this year, you can check out our website, abc15.com. In Cave Creek tonight, Nicole Valdez, ABC 15, Arizona.
Nicole, thank you. The race to vaccinate in the White House acknowledging tonight the U.S. will fall short of President Biden's July 4th COVID vaccination goals, saying the country has more work to do to get younger Americans vaccinated. The White House COVID response coordinator saying the country would miss both of the president's goals of having 70% of American adults with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated by the holiday. Despite these developments, White House officials are moving ahead with their July 4th plans, a celebration on the South Lawn where about 1,000 guests are expected.
All New 10, we're going in-depth on brand new data in the race to vaccinate. Maricopa County adding key information to their COVID vaccine dashboard. It includes information on age, race, ethnicity, and more for those getting or not getting the shot. All of the data broken down by zip code.
Obviously, based on this data, we can see that the most impacted group of people, these Hispanics that are 75 plus, living in these communities, they really need to get their rates up.
And our ABC 15 data analyst says where people live really matters. In zip code 85009, a poor area covering west and southwest Phoenix, only 14% of Hispanics are vaccinated, but that jumps to 27% in the wealthier zip code 85260, which covers parts of Scottsdale along the 101. Back to that right now. I'm Chief Meteorologist Amber Sellens, and we still have these showers working their way in from the south. Light rain right now spread all across the East Valley and a little bit falling up farther to the north over the Backbone Fire over the last hour or two up near Pine and Strawberry. Really hasn't been a lot, but it has been a little bit of light rain and luckily no lightning in the mix up there quite yet. But we are tracking thunderstorms farther down to the south and southwest, and lightning is going to be in the mix as we head through these overnight hours, and that activity continues to push up to the north and northeast. So chance for thunderstorms continuing tonight and tomorrow. Here's kind of the timeline on Futurecast as we head into the overnight hours. Scattered shower and thunderstorm activity through about 3, 4, even 5 a.m. And we could see a few more roll in the later morning hours here in the valley tomorrow. And something new that forecast models were not showing earlier today is a chance of maybe seeing some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon across parts of the Phoenix metro, mainly the southeast valley and stretching into Pinal County. Now, earlier model runs had everything farther to the north tomorrow afternoon, so this is something we're going to have to keep a close eye on as new runs come in tonight and tomorrow, and Iris will have an update for you first thing in the morning to see if the models are going to hold on to this and if we'll need to increase that rain chance for the valley tomorrow afternoon as well. In the meantime, it looks like the prime time for us is between now and midday tomorrow here in the Phoenix metro area, and we could see up to about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain in some valley locations. So far, nothing measurable, but the chance for that measurable rain is going to continue overnight into tomorrow. And then farther up to the north, maybe up to a quarter of an inch in some spots. So not a soaker of a storm, but definitely keeping these shower chances in play. And we'll take every drop we can get because we've only received a little over an inch so far this year. And year to date, we are nearly 3 inches below normal here in the Phoenix area. So there's a look at your Valley Planner tomorrow. 87 at 6 a.m., 90 at 9. Triple digits in the afternoon, yes, but about 8 degrees cooler tomorrow than where we ended up today. Even with the clouds coming in today, we hit 110 degrees. So tomorrow, down to 102 here in Phoenix. Overnight, we'll be in the 80s here and out west. 60s in Prescott and Payson, and low 60s in Heber and Sholo. Tomorrow afternoon, it's 70s and 80s along the rim, and low 100s from the valley out west along the Colorado River Valley. And then, as this low pressure system passes to our north, high pressure will rebuild again, and that will bring the 110s back for your weekend. So here's the next 7 days, 102 tomorrow, 105 Thursday, 108 Friday, and 110 plus through the weekend.
Colin Harmon at Suns Arena. I'll tell you what, it may have been hot outside. It was boiling in here tonight. It was crazy.
Unbelievable. It just, I'm still at a loss for words, man. DeAndre Ayton called it the best play of his life. Talk about that. Campaign having a career night, and Booker's nose that is hanging over here right now.
Suns win.
That you're getting a good deal. Now buy three, get one free on select sets of tires with installation purchase. Plus, pay nothing today with easy and affordable financing options for nearly any budget. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Sun's out, hot dog buns out at QT, where any reason is a good reason to stop by. Like juicy all beef franks, which are frankly quite delicious, and refreshing drinks to keep you cool.
Like, really cool.
QT, more than a gas station.
Your home loan is closed.
After all you've done to get me approved, you're my hero.
Thanks, but you're the hero.
Kelby?
I think my work is done.
Still my hero.
Learn more about VA loans at home.com.
Oh, thank you for coming so quickly. He's out back.
He's just not the same anymore. But he's been with the family for so many years.
I hate to think it might be time to put the old boy down.
Oh, no. Probably just needs a little Patrick Riley TLC. It should be fine.
Really?
Hey, buddy.
Let Patrick earn your business with a free Acer plumbing service call. No trip charge. No diagnostic charge. No strings attached. Call 602-PATRICK today.
Heroes are brave, selfless. They make sacrifices to protect our friends, our families. They are the Arizona healthcare workers and first responders. At Casino Arizona and Talking Stick Resort, we've partnered partnered with the Talking Stick Entertainment District to show our gratitude by offering you a complimentary fun book with a $69 room rate, a day pass to the spa, and exclusive discounts on attractions. We're also awarding over $50,000 in cash and prizes to heroes like you. Learn more at TalkingStickResort.com.
Good morning. Are you ready to get up?
Yes.
Okay, let me help.
Thank you.
You will be extra handsome today.
Maybe.
With home health care workers, Arizona seniors can receive care with dignity in their own homes. And the American Jobs Plan will make that possible by creating good jobs for caregivers.
Are you ready?
It's showtime. Okay.
Grandpa!
Sophie!
Sophie! I like being here with you, Grandpa.
Call Senator Sinema and Kelly. Tell them to support seniors and invest in home care.
ADZ 15 Sports, sponsored by Sanderson Ford.
Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Aiden puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
That's what you need to know. Suns win. DeAndre Ayton with a dunk to clinch it with less than a second to go. DeAndre had 12 points in the first quarter and nothing until the end. He finished with 24, but it was that last two that
those,
really mattered.
Those are the only two that matter, but how about his playoff stretch so far?
Oh, my gosh.
Fifth 20-10 game of this playoff stretch. And how about this? The first player in the shot clock era with over 70% field goal percentage in a 12-game playoff span. First ever.
Unbelievable. The other guy that was phenomenal today was the backup point guard Campaign phenomenal tonight. 29 points on the night, a career high for Campaign.
His previous career high was 24, but 24 shots for Campaign? That's a lot of chucking it up there. But he said he was just trying to hold it down for Chris Paul, and that he did. I mean, another just kind of effort from this entire team of picking up the slack and different guys stepping up in different moments each and every night.
Which is the way it should have been. The other big story of the night was Devin Booker. Devin Booker goes out with what looks like a broken nose. It was ugly, right? He went down. It wasn't a flagrant foul. They called it a common foul. But, boy, I'll tell you, he was struggling with that.
He was leaking. And that thing is hanging over there right now. And I think he's probably going to be at least working on a mask the rest of the series, potentially.
After the game, he was asked by Rachel Nichols of ESPN about the nose. Had he ever broken one? And is this one broken?
I've seen fights won.
Never had a broken nose. I'm still pretty confident. I hadn't seen it until after the game. So I came back here and put a couple shots in there, put stitches on the top. My first time was seeing myself was after the game. They're telling me in the back, they put the stitches in there, it wasn't broken. It's a little crooked. It's a little crooked, so we'll see.
It looks crooked. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, his nose may be crooked, but I tell you what, the Clippers are demoralized after this loss tonight. They had to have that game, especially on a night where the Suns shoot 6 of 26 from 3. The Clippers had 13 threes in the game. Booker had an off night for his standards. No Chris Paul, and they're going home down 0-2. I know they've been in this position before, but that's playing with fire when you consistently do that. The Suns are a different animal, as we have seen. 9 straight playoff wins, 10-2 in the playoffs.
That's pretty exciting.
This is unreal.
Suns win 104-103, and of course, Game 3, the series shifts to Los Angeles for games 3 and 4. Game 3 is Thursday night again on ESPN at 6 o'clock. We'll send it back to you again. Suns win 104-103.
Yeah. Meantime, we all need that time to recover. We're all worn out from tonight's game and not even on the court. Thanks, guys. And it's not just the Suns. Valley Police taking to the court. Look at this. Squaring off with some neighborhood kids.
After a car accident, don't talk to the other driver's insurance company. Call Goldberg and Osborne first so we can protect your rights and get you all the money you deserve. We're Arizona's leading injury law firm, Goldberg and Osborne, 1-800-THE-EAGLE.
It takes a special kind of person to start a business. Someone bold enough to believe in their dream and courageous enough to see it through. That's why we do what we do at National Bank of Arizona. Because of you.
Who is that, Dad?
That's Pat. He's a legendary saver.
You mean goalie?
No. He saves a ton of gas in his new Sienna hybrid.
Wow.
Saving the planet, too.
I hope I can be like Pat someday.
We all do, son. We all do.
Save big time with the all-new Sienna. Lease a 2021 Sienna for just $319 a month, or a new Camry for just $259 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
Senator Sinema, you said that voting rights are fundamental to our democracy.
These words are meaningless unless you back them up.
Why are you standing by and allowing Republican leaders to threaten our rights?
You should be using our power to protect us.
Instead of fighting for us, you're doing their dirty work.
Letting a Jim Crow relic keep us down.
Senator Sinema,
our right to vote is under attack.
What's more important to you?
The political tricks used for years to block our rights?
Or democracy for all?
The best place to win big is Desert Diamond Casino West Valley. Play over 1,000 of the newest, hottest slots and table games. Got 5 minutes? You could be our next big jackpot winner. We're hiring. Great pay, excellent benefits, and an amazing team. Full and part-time positions are going fast. Apply today. Welcome to Jackpot Valley. Desert Diamond Casino West Valley.
The corporate special interests are at it again.
Spending dark money on deceptive, negative ads.
Attacking our Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizonans like us?
Arizonans like us won't fall for it.
We're proud Senator Kelly supports the For the People Act.
H.R. 1.
H.R. 1.
To rein in corporate lobbyists.
Finally ban dark money and protect our freedom to vote.
So join Senator Mark Kelly in supporting the For the People Act.
Because it's time
for the people.
For the people.
For the people to win.
Understands how difficult it can be for you after a car accident. We can help you find a doctor and deal with the damage to your vehicle. Goldberg and Osborne will get you the most money possible. Call us now.
Valley simply in a basketball state of mind right now, and police in Glendale even getting in on the fun. Officers with Glendale PD shooting some hoops with a group of neighborhood kids. A hard-fought battle out there. The officers were told coming up a bit short in this one, but they say it was still a win overall in their book.
And finally tonight, a generous customer who must have been really impressed with one restaurant's chili dogs, leaving a tip of $16,000. That customer is stopping by a restaurant in New Hampshire, ordering a couple chili cheese dogs, fried pickle chips, and drinks. The tab with tax, like $38, but then he decides to add that $16,000 tip. The restaurant had to close for a bit during the pandemic, but they're certainly making a comeback now, and I think he might be their most popular customer among the staff.
That's awesome. All right, let's take a look at your forecast here as we head through tonight, and these rain showers continue. A live look at the radar and that chance for showers into tomorrow morning, and then we'll see a little bit of a dry spell into the weekend. All right.
Kaylee and Nick are here to help you plan your day. Weekdays on ABC 15 Mornings.